Avodah Yerushalmi corresponding to Avodah Zarah Bavli, Daf Lamed Dalet. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Dalet Lamed Dalet at the first Mishnah on the page, Hachartzanim. Hachartzanim ba'azagim shanochim asurim v'isurim isurin isur hano. Divrei Rabbi Meir says it's even prohibited to derive benefit from grape pits and grape skins of idolaters. V'chacham ma'imim lachim asurim yaveshim mutarim. V'chacham say moist ones are prohibited but dry ones are permitted. And the Gemara says, Rav Sheshes b'shem Rav, lachim asurim afilu b'ano, yaveshim mutarim afilu b'achila. Rav Sheshes saying it said in the name of Rav, moist ones are prohibited even to derive benefit, and dry ones are permitted even to eat. The question is, but the Mishnah later on says that wine can only become yain nesech when the grape juice flows down into the collection vat of the wine press. So if that's the case, why are the pits and the skins prohibited? Rav Abba b'shem Rav Yudah, Rav Abba, quoting Rav Yehuda, says that here we're talking about the idolater pulled the pits and skins out of the vats. They were prohibited because of the yain nesech that was absorbed into them. Tamanta ninan, we learned the Mishnah in Maseches Kelim, v'chein begefes chadosha av yishana toho. If earthenware vessels were used with tamei liquids and they then fell into the airspace of a hot oven, the oven is tamei because the tamei liquid will come out. And similarly, new moist olive pulp that remained after olives were pressed and sat in and absorbed the tamei olive oil, if the pulp fell into a hot oven, the oven becomes tamei, as the tamei juices will come out. However, if old pulp fell into an oven, the oven remains tahor because the liquids inside have dried out. Ezihi chadosha, b'seich shem asachoydesh, yishona la'achas shenem asachoydesh. The question is, what's considered new pulp? That's within the first 12 months. What's old pulp after 12 months? And we come down to the next Mishnah, Hamorius. V'agvina v'tiraiki shel nochrim asurim b'isuron isahano, the Rabbi Meir says, one may not even derive benefit from murius, which is a sauce made of pickled fish oil, which often contained wine, and uniki cheese, and uniki was a town where most calves slaughtered were sacrificed for idol worship. And the phrase v'agvina v'tiraiki was adjusted and translated according to the equivalent text in the Bavli. Chacham say there's no prohibition against deriving benefit, only against eating them. And the Gemara says, Yain lemuyis, Rabbi Matir, Rabbi Blaza, Rabbi Shimon, Oiseh. Lefichach im Ava v'nosan, Rabbi Oiseh lezorim, Rabbi Blaza, Rabbi Shimon, Matir lezorim. Rabbi permits adding truma wine to fish juice because it's done for flavouring, and Rabbi Blaza, Rabbi Shimon prohibits it because it's done merely to remove the grime from the juice, and truma may only be used for consumption. Therefore, if a person transgressed and added it, Rabbi prohibited the mixture to non-kahalim because it has a taste of truma, and Rabbi Blaza, Rabbi Shimon permitted it. Reb Mana bar Tanchum asked, according to Reb Loza, Reb Shimon, why is an idolater's fish juice prohibited? The answer Reb Yirmiyah, quoting Reb Chiya bar Abba, gave is it's not because of the wine, but rather it's because it's a dish cooked by an idolater. The question the Gemara asks from the Braisa is, if the juice was made by a professional and he said that it didn't contain wine, then it's permitted, but if not, it's prohibited. Uman muta loy b'sheinu mevushal the kavasa sheinu uman osa v'afila sheinu mevushal my kadoin. The conclusion here of the question is that surely if it was made by a professional, it's permitted only when it was not cooked. Otherwise, it would be prohibited as a dish cooked by idolaters. And similarly, if not made by a professional, it would be prohibited even if it's not cooked. So why is it that the fish juice of an idolater is prohibited? And the Gemara answers that shu little es zuhama machmas avodah zarah osa. The answer is, even though the wine is only added to remove the grime, it's still prohibited as he's benefiting from Yain Nesech. And this shows that deriving benefit from idolatry is prohibited, but from a truma it would be permitted. Rabbi Yochanan ben Madaya says, according to the opinion that one may buy fish juice from a professional, the Jew must personally know him to be a professional. Rabbi Yochanan ben Loza, Now, in the Mishnah in Maseches Truma, the Chachamim say that one may not boil Truma wine. There's a disagreement between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Loza. One says prohibited because boiling causes it to evaporate and be reduced, and we lose some of the truma. And the other opinion said that since many people do not drink boiled wine, by boiling it, less people will now drink it, which is a form of causing a loss to the truma. We come on to the next Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Shal, Rabbi Shmuel, Esa Bishur, Kashayu Mahalchim, Aderech Mibnei Ma, Asu Gavina Sanochim. Rabbi Yehuda says that when traveling together, Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Yehuda, why is the cheese of idolaters prohibited? Amalam Yepneshim Ma'amidim Oisam Bekevas Nevela. Rabbi Yehuda answers because they stand it in the stomach of a nevela, which is an animal that was not slaughtered correctly, and that's why it becomes inedible. One is not allowed to eat it. Amalai v'halai kevas ha'ola chamura bekevas nevela v'amu koyin shadaito yofe sofer chaya v'lahoydulai ela amu lo nenu v'lo mayalin chazu amalai mipnei shemamidim oisav kevas egle avodazoa kevas egle avodazoa. Rabbi Shmuel says that surely the congealed stomach fat of a burnt offering is more stringent than that of a nevela, and they said that a koyin who is not repulsed may sofer, which means gulp down, the stomach raw. And the Chacham did not agree with the Rishmah, and they said that one may not derive benefit from the stomach fats, but if one did, he doesn't need to bring a meal offering. Amalayim kain lamalay asura behanor hefiu ledava acher amalay Rishmah achi heichata koyre ki toivim doidach miyain ki toivim doidach miyain. Rishmah said to Rishua, if so, why didn't Chazal prohibit deriving benefit from it? Rishua changed the subject and said to Rishmah a different thing. He said, Rishmah, my brother, how do you read the verse in Shir Shirim in Perek Aleph Pasuk Beis? Kitovim doidecha, which is masculine, miyayin, or kitovim doidaya, which is feminine, miyayin. The words mean for your love is better than wine. Is it doidecha or doidayach, masculine or feminine? Amaloi, Rishmo answered, kitovim doidayach, it should be feminine, because your love is better than wine, it's in the feminine. Amaloi, ena davakein, shari chaveri malamadalov, lareach shmanecha tovim. Rishmo says, no, that's not correct, because its neighbor teaches about it, because the following pasuk says, lareach shmanecha. Which is in the masculine, and it says Tovim, because of the fragrance of your good oil. So if it says Shmonecha, which is masculine, so here as well it should say Doidecha, which is masculine. The Gemara now says Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba, B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, Mipnei Roy, Shevoiv, Agolam Shasham Lishchatim, L'Shem of Akum. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha and Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba, quoting Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, said, why did the mayor rule earlier that uniki cheese is prohibited? Because most calves that are slaughtered there are for idolatry, so if their stomachs would be used for producing cheese, it would prohibit the cheese. Shama b'yuchanan ma yafe limandeni rebi shiken ha-sheichet behem la'akum afilu pirusha osa. Rabbi Yochanan heard this and said, yet you taught us well, Rebbe, as if one slaughters an animal for idolatry, even if excretions are prohibited. Rabbi Yochanan by matzaba taba'af. Rabbi Yochanan asked the question, if idolaters slaughtered an animal for idolatry and a ring was found in its stomach, is it prohibited to derive benefit from that ring? Amav Yosi Tabas Beina Hi Pirusha Gufahi. Rav Yosi answered, a ring is different as it's considered separate to the body of the animal, but excretions found in its intestines are prohibited because they're considered part of the animal. Rav Chiya Bar B'Shem Rav Yochanan B'Shoina Hayo Aimim Ein Ma'amidim Lebekevas HaNevela Lebekevas HaNochri Chazu Loima Ma'amidim Bekevas HaNevela Vein Ma'amidim Bekevas HaNochri. Rav Chiya Bar Abba quoted Rav Yochanan saying that originally they said that one may not process cheese in the milk of a stomach of a nevela or of an animal slaughtered by an idolater. They then said later that one may do so in the milk of the stomach of a nevela, but not of an animal slaughtered by an idolater. Rabba bar Zavdam, Rabbi Shmuel, bar Rabbi Yitzhak boy, Zula Hitzim and Divi Rabbi Leza, Shev Leza Oimer, Shemachsheb Esnochri, La Avodazor. Rabba bar Zavda and Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzhak said, will we say that the reason that one may not make cheese in this way is to indicate that we don't follow Rabbi Leza's teaching, let's assume that the intent of a Gentile is always to slaughter for the sake of his idol? Because earlier we saw the anonymous Mishnah does not follow the opinion of Rabbi Leza. Also, Rabbi Asi, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, B'Shoina Hayo Oimim, Ein Ma'amidim Bekevas HaNevela, V'lo Bekevas HaNochri, Chazulayim Ma'amidim Ben Bekevas HaNevela, Ben Bekevas HaNochri. Rabbi Asi quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying, and he disagreed with Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba about what Rabbi Yochanan said. He said, no, originally they said that one may not process cheese in the milk of the stomach of a Nevela or of an animal slaughtered by an idolater. They then later said that both are permitted. Lisha Masnisa Mesailo Bhia Ba Kevas Anochri Vishanavela Asura Commissioner Rishona. The text of a Mishnah in Mesechus Chulin supports Bhia Ba Abba. The milk of the stomach of an animal slaughtered by an idolater or of an avela is prohibited. This is like the original ruling. Trefa Shayanka Minakashera Kevasa Mutara Commissioner Ha'achoina. The Mishnah continued and said, if a trefa, an animal that's injured in a way that won't live for 12 months, if that's suckled from a kosher animal, the milk of its stomach is permitted. This is like the latter ruling. Kashera sheyonka min ha-trefa, kevosa asura, kamishna achoina. If a kosher animal suckled from a trefa, the milk of its stomach is prohibited, and that's also like the latter ruling. Afilu diyisavun beishamay kebeithilo, b'mishna ha-achoina, have beitza gidula gidulei gufa, keva mimokam ache, basa. Even if you say that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have reason, like the latter ruling that the milk in an animal's stomach is not considered to be the animal itself, there's no difficulty because the egg of an Avela is not like milk in the stomach. Beis Hillel reason that an egg is worse, as it actually grew from the body of the chicken. But the milk in the stomach of an Avela came from an external source, means suckling from its mother. And this follows the statement of Rabbi Yossi Bibun, quoting Rabbi Yochanan. There was once a story about the son of Rabbi Yehuda ben Chamua, who had more than 300 sheep attacked by the wolves. The case came before the Chachamim, and even though they prohibited the sheep to be eaten because they had become treifers, but they permitted the milk and the stomachs. And it's because an egg grows from the hen itself, so it takes on the treifer stages of the hen, but milk in a sheep's stomach comes from an outside source, means suckling from its mother, and therefore it's permitted.